Hey, sorry about that.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to call the city to see what options I could throw together real quick before I called you back instead of calling you, talking to you, and then get off again. I have been looking. When is she coming back in, do you know?
When can she be back in? Oh, I was just like, hey, you know, I've only had a 24 hours to look into this. Why don't we we could meet next week and, like, just not rush into, I was just like, I don't think you rush into buying diamonds like this. Let's give it a few days and find you the right stuff.
Right.
So
we're just
supposed to talk next week. Am I okay with that?
No, is she okay with that?
Oh, yeah. She told me, like, 2 or 3 times. She's like, listen, I'm not, like, this isn't a huge rush. Like, didn't sound like she was backpedaling on the project at all. I was just like, why don't you give me a couple, few days or whatever, and we just,
talk
next week and try to get them for you.
I just wanted to make sure because she's been very diligent about letting you know she's gone to this other place a couple of times.
Yeah, but she told me, well, so the one guy is the guy that I had to fix all his jewelry. And she's like, listen, I like you guys. I want to give you the job.
Mm-hmm.
I've only worked with the one guy before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was nice about returning half of what I charged.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had to I charged her, like, thousands of dollars to
rebuild. The guy should have just been able to, like, handle it. I'm glad she got you because that could have been a problem and a half.
Yeah.
For her, you know. So I agree. I think she's going to go with you guys regardless. You don't have to worry about that because you've already shown her in just the quality of the person you are, you know. I just got to find the good option.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wish you knew how much those are.
I mean, we have a point of reference now.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been sweet if she went for the G and the H pair.
Oh, yeah, right? Except for that wouldn't have been that sweet because I'm thinking.
Yeah?
I'm thinking GH is going to be more money. That's what I was going to let you know. Like, I feel like those are going to be more money because of what's out in the market. And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, the VS2 is 34 back that I just found. But that 508 DVS1 is only 25 back, which is still, like I said yesterday, still a great steal of a bargain as it pertains to an accurately graded GIA stone. However, I get where the money difference is. If I go looking for that sweet spot of that, like, nice I, the nice HI, or the really nice J that looks like an H, the unicorns of the world are usually the ones people buy for stock.
She will not go lower than I.
Mm-hmm.
There's 0% chance. We don't even want to look for that. She might spend, if we find a couple of HSI1s, then it's like, yeah, maybe, but I don't know.
Tell me what the other guy spent. Or
what's up?
What was the other pair? Sorry. I got to take a drink real quick because I think I swallowed the wrong tube.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I needed that. You know when you swallow down the wrong tube?
Oh,
it's like you start. I was fearing the cough coming, so I was trying to protect it, but I wasn't being able to conversate either. That's a problem for me. No, what I think with these eyes now, looking at what I have that's in and out in this range, what was the cost of his original IJ? I can't remember what you said. The other ones that the other jeweler down the street that she's not going to anymore. Said that the overall, because didn't she have, like, certs, possibly we could get those? That would be what I need right now, so I could say, okay, she didn't really like these, but we need better than these.
Yeah, maybe
you know what I mean?
She just gave me her, like, cell phone number. I can text her and just say, hey, can you forward me the certs so I can just have my diamond, like, woman.
She's going to be able to find it and beat you in the price.
Yeah. That sounds good.
And the reason I can say that so confidently without actually knowing what it is because I remember looking yesterday when you gave me that number going, oh, my God, really that much? And you were like, yep.
What do you mean, how much?
Well, I'll give you a for instance.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Wait a second. Go to your email. Holy fuck.
I don't have access to my computer right
Shit.
Now.
Shit.
Oh, did you find a pair?
Brand new, not even priced. Two of them. Two matching sets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What color are those?
Are you in front of your phone? Yeah, you got it in your ear.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you put me on speaker? Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. All right.
You knew where I was going with this.
Okay.
I just took a picture.
HSI 2. Okay.
Did you see the ones that aren't priced?
The J's?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but...
Not the J, the G's, the GSA ones.
The G's, but aren't, those are gonna be priced probably more than the H and the.
Those are gonna be priced more than the H and the G.
Typically, when I go looking for them, yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Yeah. These showed up. I didn't actually put the order in yet, and they haven't said that these are ours that they went and found. So what I'm thinking is he probably got a hold of a Big Stone dealer, because this is what always happens with Mike. When Mike actually makes the phone call and not our buyers make the phone call, he just buys it.
Yeah.
And if they say, yeah, we got all these other things, he'll say, send me in a parcel. I'll have my guys look at it. And I guarantee that exactly happened, because he had to call his Big Stone guy yesterday. So Big Stone guy came in, but I only gave him the specifications to look to find the match of the DSI one, not the DSI or not the other ones. He was he doesn't even know, my buyers know, but he doesn't know himself that I even need the GHs, I betcha. Because that's been coming up empty, and she probably stopped. Let me get back on the phone. I now know exactly what's going on. And I don't want these going anywhere before they're priced. Because when we buy them just to buy them, they don't know we need them. They don't put a higher price tag on them. It's like,
okay,
you know, does that make sense?
Well,
text me
the price total on those two things.
Yeah, I just notified both on both of these price points, and I'll get right back to you.
When we find stuff that's good and in the bracket, now we're at the point where I'm going to want you to send it for sure.
Okay, got it.
But they need to be cheaper than that other pair, I think. I'm pretty positive. I think it was just too high for her.
Let's
see
what these end up like, because if these are good, what I can do, I'm going to set them aside in our name now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm working.
Okay.
If you can get her to get those certs back, then I can just do a really good comparison and give it to you so that you have all of the backup and all of the gunpowder, so to speak, so that if she wanted to shoot any holes in your overall equation, she can. Because I'll give you the, that one right there, I didn't see it, but I'll create the quote-unquote scandal. I'll find where the holes are, the loopholes, so that if she ever needs to go back there, I don't think she's going to. I'll create a really good scenario, because the money's going to make sense, I think. Because
she told me she wanted to do them through us. So, like yesterday, I was like, Aubrey, don't send me those stones. Now when we're getting closer, we're ready. So... But, yeah, I feel like the best price, I mean, the other thing we're looking for is she's still debating, like, a higher color. She knows it costs more money. So this sounds good. And then I'd say the best price you can find on eye-colored SI1s is almost the, like, fallback. If you sent them, the price was right, she'd probably buy them.
So you're thinking that you need, I know the ISI ones, but those effers are, like, I just sent you a list of everything I have, and we have one ISI 2, and that's it. We have J's, we have H's, we have G's, nothing else.
Okay. Well, let's just see where the number comes in.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that the other 501 that we have that's outworking, that's very similar, is $115,000 and $110,000 from yesterday's two quotes. So I can't imagine it's not going to be within that world, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the deal. Looking at this now, let me give you a little background.
Yeah.
You see that she wants more color, right? So on this on this quote here, more color is going to cost her the dollars of what the D color is. Because if I go more color and try and get F I'm going to have to pay the higher price. The G's might be the best option for that reason.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, because I'm not going to be able to find a better price in an F or in an H or in a G if these don't work. That the D's are not going to be that big of a shift. But I'll figure it all out and we'll...
I mean, that's going to be like, you know...
G's are really nice color, but she didn't like eyes, and we're talking D's. So I feel bad because in these scenarios, once you show the Maserati... And then you step back to that neon again, unless they love the neon before and they're okay with keeping the neon kind of similar, but let's just make it a little bit nicer. How about we give it a, I don't know, what are those things you put on the back of it, or a sunroof? That's the concept I'm worried about, is that she's going to want a Maserati. I let these diamonds go, and then I'll never find another D match again, or I have to use that DVS1.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Those,
like, I'm not, I don't want to.
Those earrings are going to cost her like $400,000 or something, you know?
Did you pitch her the earrings yet and give her that price? You did, right?
Oh, yeah. I told her how much the stuff was.
Was she, like, ungodfully, like, oh, my God? Or was she, you know what? Let me wrap my head around it. Maybe you could find something cheaper. Did she offer the something cheaper, or did you say, well, because you saw her response?
I mean, no, she's still not 100% on with the eye.
Okay, you got me nervous there.
Did you tell me her absolute top number? I think she's like 50-50. She's like, are these eyes going to be good enough? I don't know how much more she's willing to pay,
and that's what I'm wondering. Is she trying to validate the fact that the eyes are just good enough now? And now you just showed her D's, and now she's going to, we created a fantasy diamond now in her head that's going to be this much money. Because essentially in a real world, if those were just readily available, the numbers do make sense for what you're trying to explain to her. However, in our diamonds are rare world, and two matching ones of similar qualities that are just by any chance a little bit lighter, those when you go looking for them, are way harder to find, and the D's might end up being just the better option because they're a better deal for somebody like her who might not want to spend the most amount of money on a pair of earrings for herself. Who does? But could spend the amount of money on herself. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying.
I just don't want to – I want you to watch where you positioned yourself. Okay, that's all I need you to say. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just let me know because I adjust my thoughts on how I search for these larger diamonds and how we have to go about it. I mean, in a perfect world, we'd have two of them already put together for you, and I could say, yep, and here's your perfect number, but, you know, we're wiggling here. And
okay,
I'd love
well,
for you to come in and get her for life and all of her grandbabies, too, because that's the real thing that I would love for you, so... All right, go have a rest of a great Friday.
Okay.
And if you need me tomorrow, I am in the office from like 10 to 4.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, text me the price on the G's when you get them.
As soon as I have the price, I will do exactly that. I'm just looking again, and it's not done yet. But thank you.
Yeah, and then just keep the eye out like for the ISI ones, like the most comped stones.
I'm actually going to call
Mike
again.
That we don't have yet, right?
Yeah. No, I totally get
those
it.
Those are the ones. Yeah.
No problem.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, Aubrey.
Bye, hon.
See ya.